And joining us, our 106th state representative, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. Another beautiful day in northern Michigan, but sun coming up over the lake was pretty nice to see.
I'll bet it was, yeah. It's a beautiful time of year. I know we're into late fall, about ready to turn the corner and turn into to winter here, but weather-wise, we couldn't complain at all, can we?
No, we have to be nice to the weather folks right now. We'll pick on them later, but right now we have to be nice to them.
Hey, you know, and speaking of that, we were talking before we went on about the fact that just because it doesn't look like winter out there doesn't mean that winter driving should not be in effect for some areas.
Absolutely. You know, Kevin, we have this glorious 40-degree mornings, but when that frost sets first thing in the morning and cools down late at night, we do have slippery road conditions, and I would love to caution folks out there to put on those winter driving habits as early as you can, because although it looks nice out there, those roads are slippery and get a little bit of black ice, and, you know, we want to keep everybody healthy and safe through the year. So, let's keep an eye on those roads.
Indeed. Well, let's talk about some things happening down in Lansing, a couple of things that have been going on. Now, one dealing with energy. That's been in the news for a while now.
It has been. You know, and there's and I will say it's a scare tactic by some of the power providers that 9 power plants will be closed or 7 power plants will be closed. And we really have to pay attention here in northern Michigan, because we do have, in your listening area, a number of small power plants, either they're hydro or biomass plants. And, you know, these folks provide good jobs for our neighbors and a tax base for our schools and our local governments. And we want to, when I say we, the Northern Caucus, want to make sure that these power plants are protected and kept online. So we're working towards that. So there's a lot of changes up and coming in an energy package bill. And just to caution people, there's a lot of false and scare tactic information coming out on both sides of this issue. So reach out to me. I'd love to explain it. We'll probably be dealing with this into the beginning of the year.
All right. And now the next topic, I didn't even know we still had them, but it must be around. You guys just recently passed a midwife bill.
That's correct. Being a 60 and my children older and not planning on having any more myself, there is a big community out there that seek midwives. They want to have a more natural birthing process in their homes and amongst their loved ones. And the midwives have actually stepped forward and asked to be licensed. There's a number of different stages of education for midwives, 4 different stages altogether. Believe me, Kevin, I've been educated on this over the last couple of months. Yeah, it's not something that, you know, we wake up in the morning and think about. But midwives have asked to be licensed. They've asked to have a level of training to get the license. And I think it's a good thing altogether. It gives them more credibility and also protects the birthing process. Mm-hmm. So we passed the bill out of the House yesterday. It was pretty controversial, 79 yes votes. We have, on the Republican side, 2 medical doctors, actually, who were adamantly opposed to it for the reasons that, you know, stand. They're well-trained folks, and there are complications to births. But with this bill, the midwives now can call for an ultrasound so that they could see if the baby is in some sort of distress. Mm. So it's a good bill. It's already happening. These midwives are already out there. This is just another level of training that they've asked for. So I supported the bill.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about that. But we want to hear some more about some great news for Northeast Michigan and the way some grants that are coming our way.
Absolutely. We had a number of facade grants come through Northern Michigan that were finally released. And what these are grants for small local businesses, mostly in downtown areas, that will be willing to take their upper stories and turn them into apartments. Oh. And what this does, and what's nice about it, Kevin, is it's more viable and makes the downtown area more attractive to the millennials, the young people that want to live downtown. They don't want to have to drive. It keeps the downtowns lively. I think they're great. They're a federal grant, but the MEDC is the one that handles them. And a number of them have been released in Northeast Michigan over the last month. So that's all good news. Anything to keep our local businesses moving forward and hiring people, I'm in favor of.
That's right. And some news about drones. They seem to be the happening thing now.
It is. You know, it's very interesting. In Alpena Regional Airport, has now received a $250,000 grant through the MEDC to continue their drone project, and that is well on its way. And it's pretty interesting. These drones are of various sizes. You know, you'll see the ones at the small sporting stores that we can use recreationally in our backyards, but they do amazing things with these things. They're used for checking weather. They're used for mapping of areas. They're used for military purposes, obviously. They're used to check for fires. The DNR Fire Service can use them, where now they're using actual pilots and helicopters. So it's a really good project. It's great for northern Michigan. It's wonderful for northeast Michigan. This will create jobs, and these will be high-tech jobs. And it'll be good for the Alpine Airport and also the Worth Smith Air Force Base. So it's good for northeast Michigan. That's really a win-win for us.
Boy, no doubt about that. Well, how did you do out, you know, I know the rifle season just ended, and we were talking before we went on, you did pretty well this year.
I did. We got a couple, and it's nice. The freezer's full, yeah. And my family likes venison, so we'll enjoy that throughout the holidays. And, you know, what's fun with game, Kevin, is we get together with friends and family, and we throw wild game dinners together, and we make them a special occasion. And you can't get much more northern Michigan than that. And it's really nice to break bread with family and friends with wild game and the bounty that northeast Michigan has. It's a wonderful thing.
That's right. Well, I'm still working on getting some of that bounty because the Allen household cannot do anything like hosting wild game dinners. We haven't gotten any yet there.
Peter. Well, I want to tell you, Kevin, your wife didn't call you a failure, but she's talking to me about your challenges.
You know what? Just to set the record straight, she's also a hunter, and she didn't do much better this year. So.
Well, I'm not commenting on
that. There you go. Good man. I think that's a good idea. But, the hunting season's still going on, but there's some other hunting going on, too, and that is out there. People looking for those great Christmas gifts, and you've got some sage advice for them too.
Absolutely, you know, it's the holiday season's here, and it's so easy to get on that computer and shop online. But I want to emphasize how important it is to make sure you give your local businesses some business and get out there, see what they have. Northeast Michigan retailers and the small businesses have great, unique gifts. Get out there, support your local businesses. They're the ones that are paying property taxes that help support our schools and local governments. They hire our local workers. They truly are the backbone of northern Michigan. And, you know, they're there in the summertime to hire our students for summer jobs. So although the weather's good and gas prices are cheap and it's a desire to get in that car and drive or get on the computer and buy, but look at your local retailers. They're there to help us, and they're doing a great job. Their prices are reasonable, and that's where I shop. I do all the best I can.
There you go. And now, Peter, at the top of the interview, you mentioned reaching out to you for any information. How do they go about doing that?
Give me a call at 517-373-0833.
Very good. Well, Peter, have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll catch up with you before the holidays get in the full swing here.
You bet, and have a great day.
Thank you.